Alright. Do you want me to tell you how many different terms that people use? Some say licking, smacking, scutching, skelping, trouncing, browsing, limping, larping, tanning, blistering, thrashing, frailing, skinning, shellacking, switching, beating. Isn't that amazing?
Boy, oh boy.
My dad used to give you a whooping.
Yeah, that's the way I always got it too. Yeah. My mother used to use a switch, and so she'd say, "You're going to get a switch on."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob did what? A lot in 1 year.
Good.
Right. Now, let's see. Okay, here we are. A child that's born to an unmarried woman, what do you call that? A child that's unfortunately born to an unmarried woman.
We call them bastards.
Right, that's it. And then other people have some plain common terms, but that's all. I mean, some call them a come by chance, or a volunteer, or a bush child, or something like that, all right? Now, tell me, if you can, the common name for a girl beginning with M. The Sisters of Lazarus. Can you think of that?
No.
All right. Another way. The name of the mother of Jesus. Remember what her name was? And I'll tell you another one. It's my wife's first name.
Man.
Right. That's it. Now, do you remember the name of George Washington's wife? Can you remember that?
No.
All right. She was also, wasn't she, one of the sisters of Lazarus? Right. Martha. Right. All right. Now, are you familiar with the nickname for Helen beginning with M? There's a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines. Wait till the sun shines.
Again?
No. It's the name of a girl and it begins with M. I don't know if this is a fairy tale or what, but the cow kicked her in the stomach in the barn. Do you remember that name?
No.
Okay. That's Nellie.
Nellie.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, a nickname for a little boy named William that begins with B. What do you sometimes call a
Bill.
Right. All right. Now, the writer of the first of the four Gospels, three of them were Mark, Luke, and John, but he wrote the first one. His name was
Jesus Christ.
No, I was thinking of the writers of the New Testament.
Oh.
The Gospels particularly. Well, I tell you, Matt is a short name for Matt.
Matt.
Matt is a short name for... Can you remember that? Are you familiar with that name? I've got a friend at school whose last name happens to be Farmer. But I call him Matt Farmer, but his name is actually...
Matt?
No, it's longer than that. It's Matt. Yeah, Matthew. Right.
Matthew.
Right. It's an unusual name. But this guy is Matthew, and I don't know, he's a real nice Catholic boy, but none of us say Matthew. Great. I mean, you say Matt. Yeah. All right, now, a woman who conducts school.
Teacher.
All right, fine. And would you call her anything else? Say maybe in the old days or
school teacher.
All right, fine. Old-fashioned terms. I don't think you and I are old enough to call them school moms or school mams or anything like that. You know, your daddy's the age of my brother. My brother's just nine years older than I am.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure proud of him. Okay, let's see.